flying from Melbourne to LA takes about the same time as it does to drive between Brisbane and Sydney, for example. Really? So, yeah, we were kind of like, oh, this is cool. Kind of get in a plane for about the same amount of time we'd get in a tour bus, and we're over in the States.
And believe me, better a plane than a tour bus.
A bus, a plane, probably a van at some point. But there's no actual boat in the travel plans for the boat people. But however they get here, the Australian band is coming a long way to share their songs in the States. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. The Boat People is a four-piece band from Brisbane, Australia, that's grown from a high school hobby into a hit down under. The band's name does get them some unusual questions and attention, but for the most part, it's their sound that takes the lead. Smart and high-energy pop, schooled in the Shins, any incarnation of Neil Finn, and the art of mixing melody and volume. We get a strong introduction to it on the Boat People's first U.S. release called Chandeliers. And from the east coast of Australia to the east coast of the States, the guys made it to FUV for an interview with host Darren DeVivo.
Where did the name for the band come from?
It was a kind of a bad situation for us because the name became a kind of political hot potato in Australia about, I don't know, 2003 or something, which is 3 years after we'd come up with it. And so everyone thought we were, political. But in fact, when we came up with the name in the year 1999, I believe it was just kind of a ambiguous name, which, you know, had all sorts of vague connotations about kind of refugees, but also just about, you know, white Australians were boat people in a way. And, you know, because, of course, we came to Australia. I mean, white people came to Australia on boats, et cetera, et cetera. And to the US, of course. But, yeah, it sort of was a name which didn't have a strong meaning and could be interpreted a number of different ways, But, yeah, now it's slowly getting less political, which is good, and people know, you know, who we are as a band, so it's easier for us to not have to face those questions about, you know, you guys like a political band because you should gig with Michael Franti. Which is, you know, I love Michael Franti, he's awesome, but, you know, we're not really a political band as such.
Unsettle my heart. Beautiful place. This arrogant man, infallible, frail, and fearless. Everyone here is in love with everyone else here. But everyone here is more than one.
Of the four of you, how's the songwriting work out? Who does what, and is everyone pitching in, or is there one specific lyricist?
Myself and Robin tend to sort of, you know, start most of the tracks, and we bring them into the band, and then we sort of nut it out together and see what becomes of them.
Yeah, like you saw, James sang the first track, and I sang the second one, and usually whoever sings it is kind of the one who wrote it. And yeah, it's nice. It means you go places that you wouldn't go, I guess, if there was just one person writing, because we tend to kind of influence each other. Which you can't help but do, I guess, when you're in a band together.
Are you able to write on the road, or have you had to put that aside and concentrate on the performing aspect of things now?
Well, last night I couldn't sleep, and so I just kind of got up and wrote a whole bunch of lyrics, and I haven't really slept in the last 3 days, so it kind of has been good for writing.
Recently I've found that even if I'm not around, life keeps going.
An unreleased song from the Boat People called Antidote, recorded live at FUV. Check out the complete performance and more at WFUV.org.